This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're in week 13 of the NFL season. The playoff picture is just about starting to shape up, and the odds are that all of those playoff games are going to sell out, or they're going to be called sellouts anyway, because figuring out whether a professional sports game actually is sold out is way less straightforward than you'd think it ought to be. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains that one.
Thanksgiving Day, Dallas and Washington battled for first place in football's NFC East. The Cowboys say more than 90,000 people were at this game. Washington fan Ben Jones was there, decked out in a burgundy and gold poncho. Jones says he takes attendance numbers like that with a grain of salt.
Well, whichever number's higher, this is whichever one, you know, they want to say is, you know, like, oh, look, we sold more tickets, but nobody came, but we'll call that a sellout, or not that many tickets were sold, but a bunch of people came, so we'll call that a sellout. You know, it's like whatever looks better for their stats, I guess.
Jones is right. Teams across all sports leagues can basically say whatever they want because there's no standard. Andrew Zimbalist, a sports economics professor at Smith College, says there are only a couple of ways teams get at that attendance number.
Two most basic techniques are what's often called the drop count or the turnstile count, the number of people who go through the turnstiles. Another is the number of tickets sold.
Zimbalist says ticket sales will generally be higher than turnstile count, but not all the time. If a team dishes out a lot of free tickets to VIPs, player family members, and the media, then turnstile count could be higher. And sometimes that highest number seems like it just can't be right. Maury Brown runs the research and analytics company Bizball. He says sometimes teams will announce a sellout crowd when people watching the game at home can clearly see empty seats.
So if it's a full sellout, but you didn't meet max attendance or you weren't fully attended, you do start to ask questions. What is and what constitutes a sellout?
Here's the answer to that one. A lot of times, all the tickets are sold, but sometimes season ticket holders just don't show up, or ticket brokers like StubHub and SeatGeek buy up those tickets and can't sell them. But those empty seats aren't going to stop sports teams from telling you all about that sellout. The reason for that, says Brown, marketing.
Can they be doing something that's somewhat nefarious and trying to go around and make it look like it more than it isn't? Sure.
There's something else really weird that goes on. Sometimes teams report more people at a game than what the stadium is supposed to hold. For playoff games, for instance, many teams sell standing room only tickets. So if their capacity numbers only count the seats in the stadium, the number of fans could be more than the number of chairs. Andrew Zimbalist at Smith College says the reason for that? Pretty simple.
Well, you sell tickets. And for the postseason, the standing room only ticket could be several hundred dollars. And yes, you sell concessions as well. So this is about money, as is everything else in professional sports.
Back at the Dallas and Washington game, the Cowboys called the game a sellout, even though the team reported 92,076 people in attendance. Official capacity at AT&T Stadium? 100,000. In Arlington, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.